You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As of today, Jason Parker's sophomore pop EP, Fairy Bread, is available to the big wide world. I chatted to him yesterday about the release of Fairy Bread and what listeners can expect from this EP. So Jason, you're set to release your sophomore EP, Fairy Bread, very, very soon. What has the process been like curating this EP?
Oh, making Fairy Bread has been a dream come true. I started writing it on my drive up to Wellington, and I took it to Maud, who ended up producing the whole thing. And the EP I originally took her is totally different to what we ended up with. So just like the influences of moving to Auckland, I fell in love, I fell out of love, and I put it all into this record. So it's like really been a labor of love and discovery and heartbreak.
Yeah, all those great, good things. The release of this EP marks like a major shift in you as an individual and as a musician as well, from your debut EP, How to Be Lonely. What sort of shift are we expecting to see with this EP?
Well, I feel like with Fairy Bread, I had much more of a clear vision of how to do things. With How to Be Lonely, I was super green. I didn't even know how to put music up onto the internet at the time, and I didn't even know that you could, like, that a producer was someone that you could work with to help you make music. But I knew that I wanted to release music, so it was a lot of trial and error with How to Be Lonely. We released one song, and then I was like, okay, let's do another, and let's do another.
Yep.
But with Fairy Bread, I came into it knowing that I wanted to release a whole body of work that was going to be called Fairy Bread. I didn't really know what it looked like or what it meant, but I came into it thinking, like, this is something I want to really focus on. And I spent the better part of last year, like, really writing and recording and making it perfect for the release this year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And how long have you been working on this EP for?
Oh my gosh, such a long time. from like the first song, writing it, to this last song finally being released, it's almost been 2 years. So it has been a really big effort, and I am so ready for it to be in everyone's ears, not just mine.
Fair enough. And as you said before, this EP kind of delves into your, like, major life transitions. So you moving to Auckland, falling in love, breaking up with your significant other, all those fun things. Why approach the EP through this way specifically?
I love pop music, and I make pop music because it really speaks to me, and I grew up listening to pop music, and I just really relate to pop music. But I guess when people say pop music, they think it's just like frivolous party, but I take it through the lens of like storyteller. So I just want to tell my story, and like I think that through the lens of like a queer person is quite interesting, and I'm just trying to like figure out my life really, and the way of doing that. I was lucky enough to be able to like write songs and enjoy that, and it be pop music as well. So I guess that's why I do it, is because I'm just like trying to figure out my life, and people respond to that too. Like releasing a song, it's so interesting. Like a song like Happy Days is really me figuring out that I need to love myself more and focus on myself more, and happy days will come. And I think a lot of people have really resonated with that in their own way, whatever that means to them. So, yeah, I think that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, fair enough. And I think this would be like a nice thing to look back on once you release, hopefully, release more EPs and albums as you progress through your music career. It'll be like a nice sort of like, oh, that's where I was at this point in my life, and here's where I am now.
It will be very time-stamped because every song is really about a specific point in my life. Like, All of You is about this stage of, like, falling in love and being, like, just lustful for someone, and then Every Goddamn Minute is like, oh my god, I'm here, I've fallen in love, and this is amazing. Crash is the breakup song, and so it is all time stamped like that, which is cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's very interesting way to approach an EP like this, especially through pop music, because I haven't really seen that myself that often either.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So diving into each track now. So we have, starting off with the EP, we have Fairy Bread. Despite being a classic Kiwi treat, of course, what does Fairy Bread represent in this EP, and why start off here?
Fairy Bread is like the opus? Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't know. But it's like that encompasses what the rest of the EP is going to sound like. It is a hopeful track about getting better, you know, taking something plain or bad like white bread and making the best of it by adding sprinkles, you know. And the whole EP is really about love and loss and losing yourself and finding yourself again. So I feel like Fairy Bread is just a good way to introduce what the rest of the EP is going to be about.
Nice. And now moving on to our second track, we have All of You, which reflects on your move to Auckland and hopes for finding love. How was navigating this period of your life, and how has that been reflected in the song?
All of You was the first track I actually wrote for the EP.
Really?
And I was driving up from Wellington to Auckland, and I had just finished writing my song from How to Be Lonely called I Think About You, which was a breakup song, like really sad. And I just wanted to write something really happy, really silly and exciting and just a bit sexy. And All of You kind of just came to me. Just because I just wanted to say, like, ooh la la, I'm like doing new things and I'm opening up to new opportunities. Yeah. And it all kind of came true. Like, I really love All of You, and it's big and fun and silly and like infectious.
You really manifested that, didn't you?
I think so.
Now, third track now, we have Every Goddamn Minute, which you just What was that? Minute. I just turned Australian just then. You discussed this briefly just before, but this discusses your experiences falling in love for the first time, and this was written the day after your relationship with your partner ended. How difficult of a track was this to work on?
Working on Every Goddamn Minute, it actually was difficult. It was definitely mine and Maud who produced the whole album. It was our problem child. We couldn't catch a vibe for it for ages. I knew that it was a cool song, but it definitely took a long time. And because like it is a song about falling in love and being in love, and I knew that it doesn't work out at this point when I'm recording it, I was kind of like a bit, I found it difficult. But now that I sing it and when I see the reception of the audience, and like, I just feel like it's about them now, you know?
Yeah.
I think about you every goddamn minute.
That's very, very sweet of you. That's what we love to hear from artists.
Yeah.
Now, skipping a little bit to your fifth track now, Bright Side, this discusses your healing process following the breakup. Would you say this track helped you while navigating this process?
Yeah, 100%. I think this track helped the most get me through the breakup. I'd kind of like quit drinking for a bit, and I was just like really focused on like healing and looking inward to myself. I was like, why did I let myself get so caught up in something that like wasn't right? And why did I let it go on for so long when I was feeling so lost in myself? And I love that the bright side is thinking about a relationship that the good parts of being in the relationship, like that was a bright side to me. When it was good, it was so good. But also the bright side after is like thinking about the good things that will come now that it's ended and I can heal.
Yeah. And touching on your other two tracks, which I just didn't mention before, Crash and Happy Days.
Yeah.
What do these tracks represent to you? I know you touched on this a little bit before, but I want to come back to it a little bit. And the journey listeners are taken on throughout the EP. So what do these tracks represent to you and the journey listeners are taken on through this EP?
Well, Crash is definitely the breakup song. We broke up and the next day I was like, I feel crazy. I don't know if you've ever been through a breakup, but it really sucks.
I have. I mean, I'm just recently in my first relationship in like 8 years. So my last relationship was when I was like 14.
Yeah.
So a bit different, but sorry.
No.
You carry on.
I do. But that's the feeling. It's just like the feeling of being like confused. I felt so much guilt ending something, especially when you tell someone you love them. I felt a sense of like I'd failed them and I'd failed myself and I'd made promises that I couldn't keep. And it took me a long time to really realize that it's okay to like put yourself first and do what is best for you and that everything will work out. But yeah, Crash was just my feelings of absolute confusion. And honestly, it turned out to be a banger, which I'm really, really happy about.
Love to hear it.
And the first time I ever performed it live, it wasn't released, and the whole crowd was singing like, I didn't know. Like, they'd heard it 1,000 times, and I was just like, oh, this, like, it was all for something at least. And Happy Days is, I think it's just such a bright way to end the EP. It kind of wraps everything up. I finish it by spelling out my name, and it shifts the focus of the EP being about me and this failed relationship to being about me and the person listening. Like, I love it when you scream my name because you're here with me now, whether this relationship worked out or not. Like, I've got these people, like the listener, here, and I'm here with them too. I think it sets me up for the next project as well.
Yeah. Touching back onto some things you just said before about how the crowd has reacted to some of these singles that you've released.
Yeah.
Will there be plans for an EP tour?
I would love to. I definitely have got shows coming up in February with Pride, Auckland Pride.
True.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for that. I put on a queer music showcase called Little Gay Inn, which will be at the Basement Theatre for Pride in February. But I would love to go to other parts of New Zealand as well. I've obviously got ties to Wellington, living there for a while, and I've played in Christchurch, and I know I've got fans there, and I'm from Hawke's Bay, so...
True. Nationwide.
Yeah,
goodness gracious.
I would love to go there. So the answer is maybe.
Yeah. Love to hear about. The Auckland Pride stuff sounds very exciting.
Yeah. Little Gay Inn is honestly the best, most wholesome, special event. I pulled together, like, myself and other queer artists, and we just make magic. Like, the queer music scene in Aotearoa is small and mighty.
Yeah,
and
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Just the coolest, most creative people just need a platform. And yeah, I'm just happy to be able to provide a space and put on a show.
100%. That's so exciting. It's very, very exciting. So, a bit of a philosophical question.
Mm.
This is a question one of our other music journalists asked to various artists. But if you were to say this EP were a certain age, what age would that be?
Early 20s. I think when this EP is inspired by people like Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion album and Cash's Animal, and, you know, the music that I was listening to when I was in university and partying with my friends. And I think that it feeds that part of my brain. And definitely she's young.
She's young. Yeah. She's in her early 20s. Yeah. She's having a good time.
Just left home.
Getting crunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. And final question here. When is this EP releasing and how can people listen in?
Well, it will be out... When does this episode air? Tomorrow?
Yeah,
is that
tomorrow
out now? This EP is out now. And you can listen to it on all streaming platforms. Find me, Jason Parker, or find me on all social media. It's Jason Parker.
Awesome.
Yeah, and join the pop star fantasy.
Yes, literally. Well, we're all looking forward to hearing this EP in its full glory.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. So, Jason, it's been very, very lovely.
Yeah, thank you. I've had a great time being here as well.
That was Jason Parker on his new EP, Fairy Bread, which has just released today. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from this EP, the first being Fairy Bread itself, and the second being Crashed.
I made a wish at 11:11, head down, I've been praying to heaven, I've been stressed out, but I don't even mention, I can take the pressure, I know I'll be better soon, knock, knock. Somebody open the door, unlock my mind. I'm not the same as before. I play at night, cause I've been hungry for more and more and more and more. I be making fairy bread. Coloring my silhouette. There are hundreds and thousands of reasons to be sad, but I think I'm getting bitter. Oh, I gotta make my sweet escape. Heartbreak, pull me back in my place. I can't change the trouble that I have made. It's gonna get you. Go home, baby, get better. Knock, knock, two times. Somebody open the door, unlock my mind. I'm not the same as before. I played at night.
making fairy bread. Coloring my silhouette, there are hundreds and thousands of reasons to be sad, but I think I'm getting better. I'll be making fairy bread. I'll be making fairy bread. I'll be making fairy bread. I'll be making fairy bread.
Nobody knows when I cry in the bathroom alone. Keeps calling and I wanna answer the phone. I got to get better. One last cigarette with you, drinking till I'm dead. I do make that fairy bread like I used to, spreading all my troubles on the kitchen counter, pouring all my problems down the kitchen sink. I be making fairy bread. Fairy bread, very soon. First, I gotta get over you. Who I didn't know I'd leave you. I know what I've done, what I've done. I thought we'd see this through. You said forever, and my boy means what he says. My boy keeps his cool, I'm a mess. No, we never saw it coming. Look both ways, do we keep the car running? And I drove a little too fast. Our love story ain't meant to last. Hit the brakes with the gas. Rebuke me for watching the past. Oh, you can't break the broken, but you can try, ignore the cracks. Drove a little too fast. I didn't know I was leaving you to the cracks. I'm a dead man walking. Dead men don't walk, dead men they lie. Dead men be sleeping right next to the wrong guy. Look into his bright blue eyes. Can I break your heart tonight? I'm sorry that I didn't know. My boy means what he says. My boy keeps his cool, I'm a mess. So sad and you never even noticed. Oops, my bad, now we're heading for it. Crash. Drove a little too fast. Our love story ain't meant to last. Hit the brakes with the gas. Rebuke me for watching the past. Oh, you can't break the broken, but you can try, ignore the cracks. Drove a little too fast. I didn't know I was leaving you to the crack. I'm a dead man walking. Won't talk bad about you. I won't talk of you at all. Hurts to think about you. Hurts to think how we got lost. Cause I remember all the nights you walk me home and pray we'd die together. We'd die together. I won't talk bad about you. The guilt that comes with loss. Cause I remember all the nights you walk me home and pray we'd die together. We'd die together in the crash. I didn't know. I swear I'm a dead man walking.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.